This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Only sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
Hello, I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and happy spring. The real reason for all the seasonal celebrations this weekend, the egg hunting, the bunny, all obviously fertility, festivals signaling spring, however late it has been to come to Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm here too. I'm Dan Barker, your friendly neighborhood atheist. This show, by the way, Annie Laurie, is the end of 8 complete years of broadcasting of Free Thought Radio.
Well, congratulations.
We started in the end of April in 2006. This show today is April the 19th, 2014 broadcast of Free Thought Radio. And this show, as all you regular listeners know, is produced at, and we broadcast from Madison, Wisconsin. And we also then broadcast the same weekend in other stations in New York State, in Michigan, in the state of Missouri, in California, and in Texas. And if you're not a podcast listener, then sign up through iTunes to hear Free Thought Radio.
Free Thought Radio is the production, the weekly production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and we are the nation's largest association of atheists and agnostics working to keep religion out of government over 20,000. Please join us today at ffrf.org. Now, before we talk about what we're going, our guest and upcoming news, I did want to say that yesterday truly was a Good Friday here in Wisconsin because it marks the 18th anniversary of winning a major court victory in federal court overturning Wisconsin's Good Friday holiday. We won that in 1996, that victory. It was a victory for freedom of conscience, and there was a state law that used to close all public facilities in the afternoon on Good Friday and also mandated worship by all citizens between particular hours. But we are always mopping up, and I have to say that our senior staff attorney, Rebecca Markert, had a bizarre complaint this last week where we were notified that the town of Sun Prairie in Wisconsin has a utility website. This is municipally owned, and they have a great big picture of a crown of thorns. Huh. About Jesus, so we have complained.
So pay your water bill or else. In a few minutes, we're going to talk with Todd Stiefel. He's a philanthropist. He's a full-time free thought activist.
And he's with the Stiefel Free Thought Foundation, and you may know that he was the main instigator of the Reason Rally in Washington, D.C. He's a very young retired businessman, and he is active with the charity Foundation Beyond Belief, as well as the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and he'll be speaking at our upcoming regional rally, Freedom from Religion and the Bible Belt Conference, the weekend of May 2nd and 3rd. And if you go to ffrf.org and look for the events outreach, you can sign up still to make that conference.
In Raleigh, North Carolina. And Todd is also a musician. He's a member of the rock band Words Such as Burn, and we'll listen to some of his music today.
Now, we have a big case in the news where lots of coverage nationally, especially by sports reporters. We have a major complaint about the public university, Clemson University in South Carolina. Our attorney, Patrick Elliott, sent a strong documented letter of complaint to Clemson University about its football coach, William Dabow. I'm not sure how you say that, Dabow Sweeney. Who is using his position of authority to proselytize players and insert religious devotions into the school's athletic program. He named a team chaplain who has an office at the athletic department, and of course all of this is unconstitutional.
And Patrick wrote in his letter, "Christian worship seems interwoven into Clemson's football program. We're concerned that this commingling of religion and athletics results not from student initiative, but rather from the attitudes and unconstitutional behaviors of the coaching staff."
By the way, Coach Sweeney is the highest paid public official in South Carolina, and there was an article in the January 2014 Sports Illustrated that said that Sweeney has recently signed an 8-year contract for $27.15 million, and this is what you are getting, taxpayers are getting for this money. We are getting, it's more than 87 devotionals organized by the chaplain that Sweeney reported in within a year, church days, you name it. And we do have, there are lots of coverage. There's news coverage out of Fox Carolina about this issue.
Fox Carolina's Jennifer Phillips is in Clemson tonight with more on this story.
Clemson University's head football coach Dabo Sweeney is known to be animated on the field. But members of an organization say it's what happens during practice sessions and on campus that concern them. For example, this Twitter picture of DeAndre Hopkins back in 2012. Reports state the picture shows Hopkins being baptized. Patrick Elliott, a staff attorney with the organization Freedom From Religion Foundation, says coach-led religious activities are unconstitutional at state-funded universities.
We received several reports from people within the state about the program.
Members with the organization sent a letter to the university and football program and asked coaches to stop leading religious activities.
Whatever their views, they can't use that position to influence, you know, those underneath them.
He also says Coach Sweeney chose the football's chaplain instead of the team doing it, which he says is also a violation under the Constitution to remain neutral.
You don't want people to feel uncomfortable, but then again, you want everybody to be able to express their religious views or lack thereof if they would so choose.
Chris Oliver is a student. He understands both views, but says players should always be able to make their own decision. But Patrick Elliott says players may feel obligated.
Now, in the past, members of the organization have filed lawsuits against school districts here in South Carolina under similar accusations. We spoke with a spokesperson tonight here with Clemson, and we're told that lawyers are looking into the matter, and at this time, they have no further comment. Live in Clemson, Jennifer Phillips, Fox Carolina News Tonight.
Well, we are expecting speedy action out of that public university. It's really scandalous. I mean, they do Bible study in between drills, for example. The pressure put on these football players is amazing, that they would never feel they could descend, that they would feel they have to go to prayer breakfast, they have to go to church with their coach.
The coach drives all the players to these church meetings.
It's preposterous. This is not a Christian university. So we'll keep you posted on what happens with that. And speaking of violations and Easter time, there's always been controversy at Daily Plaza in Chicago, and some of you may know that we've put up reactions to the annual nativity scenes last year in Daily Plaza. There's been court battles over it, and it's been declared a public forum, but only religion has been using this public forum. Now a Catholic group is putting up a 12-foot sepulchral depiction of Jesus resurrecting this weekend, and FFRF will be back with our own 12-foot sign. We have our three male staff attorneys have been working really hard on this, Patrick Elliott especially, Andrew Seidel and Sam Grover, and they went down to Chicago on Thursday. They built this wooden platform to go next to the sepulchral Jesus, and we are taking the high road. We have a depiction of two of our founders, John Adams, the president who signed the Treaty of Tripoli, that the United States is not based on a Christian nation, and Thomas Jefferson saying, question with boldness even the existence of a God, and there's some explanatory language about separation of church and state, so that should make quite an impact there.
Now, moving on to international news, there was a story on April the 1st, and this was not an April Fool's joke. Saudi Arabia has officially identified atheists as terrorists in sweeping new laws that threaten up to 20 years in prison for almost any criticism of the government or of Islam. The law applies to any Saudi citizen or a foreigner residing in the kingdom that calls for atheist thought in any form or calls into question the fundamentals of the Islamic religion upon which this country is based. And it's not just Saudi Arabia. The International Humanist and Ethical Union reports that in 13 countries around the world, all of them Muslim, people who openly espouse atheism or reject the official state religion of Islam face execution under the law. The Free Thought Report 2013, issued by the IHEU, includes these countries: Afghanistan, Iran, Malaysia, Maldives, however you say that, Mauritania, Nigeria, Pakistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Sudan, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen. There was systematic or severe discrimination against atheists across the 27-nation European Union, by the way. The situation is severe in Austria, Denmark, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Malta, and Poland, where blasphemy laws allow for jail sentences up to 3 years on charges of offending a religion or offending believers.
So, we also saw this week terrible news about Boko Haram, which is that group in Nigeria. It's Muslim terrorists. That stands for Western Education is Evil. And they abducted 100 girls because they were schoolgirls taking a test to enslave, if not murder, on Thursday or Wednesday of this week. And they had killed 70 boys in January. They killed 70 in a bombing. They want to make Nigeria an Islamic state. About half of the country is Christian. So we've got this Christian war being fomented, the terrorism, and in particular against schoolgirls and educational reform. So religion has a lot to answer for. And then finally, Dan, do you want to just quickly talk about your Easter challenge?
Well, you can go online at fff.org and find my perennial Easter challenge, which is to ask believers who believe in the resurrection of Jesus to actually tell the story what happened. No one's ever been able to meet that challenge yet, and if you think you can do it, you take all four Gospels and the writings of Paul and try to write a coherent narrative about the Easter story. It's contradictory, it's discrepant. No one's been able to sum up what actually happened.
And you can go to the blog under news to find that challenge, and then we're coming back. Brush up your Shakespeare, and we'll be talking with Todd Stiefel, free thought activist extraordinaire.
I'm Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Stay tuned for more Free Thought Radio.
Brush up your Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and the women you will wow.
With the wife of the British ambassador, try a crack out at Troilus and Cressida.
If she says she won't buy it or take it, make her take it, what's more, as you like it.
If she says your behavior is heinous, kick her right in the Coriolanus. Brush up your Shakespeare, and they'll all kowtow.
I'm Dan Barker, and this is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Annie Laurie. So why are we listening to a song about Shakespeare?
Well, there's a lot of reasons I picked that song, a lot of connections to be made this week. That song was written by the atheist composer Cole Porter for the musical Kiss Me, Kate, which is about the production of William Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew.
But it's not Cole Porter's birthday this week.
No, his birthday is in June. It's William Shakespeare's birthday this week. Actually, his 450th birthday. He was born on April the 23rd, 1564.
So, FFRF's Free Thought of the Day for April 23rd includes Shakespeare as a free thinker. We don't actually know. He kept his personal views to himself, but his work was certainly unorthodox, and many of his writings could be considered blasphemous.
For example, the well-known 19th century agnostic Robert Ingersoll said that when he read Shakespeare, "I beheld a new heaven and a new earth." Ingersoll said, "All well-educated ministers know that the Bible suffers by a comparison with Shakespeare. If Shakespeare could be as widely circulated as the Bible, nothing would so raise the intellectual standard of humankind. The church teaches obedience. Those who read Shakespeare have their intellectual horizon enlarged."
And of course, Shakespeare famously said, "All the world's a stage, all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances." And that speech from As You Like It ends, "Mere oblivion, sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything." So, no afterlife, just oblivion.
And he said, "There's no darkness but ignorance." And Ingersoll said, "In all the philosophies, there is no greater line." Talking about death, Shakespeare wrote, "This sensible warm motion to become a kneaded clod, to lie in cold obstruction, and to rot." And of course, he declares that our little life is rounded with a sleep.
In religion, Shakespeare wrote in The Merchant of Venice, "What damned air, but some sober brow will bless it and approve it with a text."
Ingersoll wrote that Shakespeare was an intellectual ocean whose waves touched all the shores of thought toward which all rivers ran. And speaking of rivers, connections to Shakespeare, April 23rd is also the birthday of the Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev, born in 1891. He wrote the ballet based on Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet. Perhaps best known for Peter and the Wolf, Prokofiev was an atheist. He said, "At home we didn't talk about religion. So gradually the question faded away. When I was 19, my father died. My response to his death was atheistic."
And this is a little piece from the music, Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet.
And that's Prokofiev's Montagues and Capulets from his ballet, Romeo and Juliet. Now, for more connections to Shakespeare, let's listen to another modern composer's interpretation of that very same scene.
So, of course, that's not Romeo and Juliet, but that's the modern version of it from West Side Story.
But that actually is Romeo and Juliet. The writers, including Stephen Sondheim, who's an atheist, and Bernstein, announced that West Side Story is a modern retelling of William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Instead of the Montagues and Capulets, we have the Jets and the Sharks. Instead of Romeo, we have Tony. And instead of Juliet, we have...
Just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me.
And Maria. For one more free thought connection to Shakespeare, there's a lot of connections here. Here's that same love scene by another composer.
That's the love theme from Peter Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. And Tchaikovsky, in later life, was known as an agnostic.
Which was perhaps a result of the fact that his homosexuality made him a transgressor in the eyes of religion. His birthday's coming up in May the 7th.
So, brush up your Shakespeare. There are many free thought connections to the great bard. And I think, Dan, you failed to mention that Cole Porter was an atheist. We started with Cole Porter. So you can learn more about the contributions of freethinkers at FFRF's Free Thought of the Day at fffrf.org/day. So we are going to be talking with Todd Stiefel, who was the real instigator, the person behind a primary funder of the Reason Rally, and a Free Thought dedicated activist in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's going to be joining the lineup at our Freedom from Religion in the Bible Belt in Raleigh, North Carolina, the weekend of May 2nd and 3rd. It's after that National Day of Reason / unfortunately prayer. The first Thursday of May is declared by Congress and our president to be the National Day of Prayer. So our Free Thought conference will be a nice antidote to that. And it is chock full of thinkers and activists and student activists. Sarah Moorhead from Recovering Religion. Stuart Watson, investigative reporter on megachurches.
And Bart Ehrman.
And Bart Ehrman, speaking of resurrections and Easter, who wrote what books, Dan?
Well, he wrote Forged, and he wrote the book about the problem of evil. He's a former believer, preacher, evangelical, who is now a highly respected Bible scholar.
And he will be getting the Emperor Has No Clothes Award. He's an out atheist. And so go to fffrf.org/, I guess it says events, or look for our events link. For conventions, and you can sign up. You can see the lineup. We'd like to see you there.
And we'll also have a panel of former clergy like myself and a few others talking about why we left religion. I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor.
Stay tuned for more Free Thought Radio.
This is Free Thought Radio with your hosts, Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie.
Todd Stiefel lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, where we'll be having our conference in a few weeks. Todd serves as an advisor to many non-theistic groups around the country. He's a full-time free thought activist. He's given a lot of money to many charities in the free thought movement, including the Stiefel Free Thought Foundation. Before that, he worked for 12 years for Stiefel Laboratories, working in marketing and sales and strategy. And he's since been an activist. He's also a graduate cum laude from Duke University. And he's been in the news, CNN, on The Blaze, The Guardian, Alternet. He's been on The Young Turks. He's quite out there in pushing free thought, reason, skepticism, and humanism. He's quoted in the New York Times, in Salon, and in Church and State. He's a humanist celebrant, which is what humanists and non-believers can use instead of clergy to perform marriages and ceremonies and that. And he's the co-host of a podcast called The Humanist Hour. And from 2012 to 2013, Todd Stiefel led the Foundation Beyond Belief international team that raised $680,000 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
So who says atheists are not charitable? So welcome to Free Thought Radio, Todd.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
And I wanted to ask about your background. Were you in a free thought family? Do you come from free thought origins, or did you have to reject religion?
I rejected it over time. I was always a skeptic, and I think that's kind of the arc many of us who were raised religiously follow, is you start by questioning and not getting very good answers, and ultimately that leads to a more free thought lifestyle and philosophy if you follow it far enough. But for me, I even went to Catholic high school. I was pretty devout, wore a cross around my neck as a teenager, but the doubts that I had kind of came to a crashing conclusion in college when I took a course in biblical history. It's funny, you study it and they start telling you things you never heard in the Catholic high school. Like, what do you mean there's other gods in the Bible? How about that?
So you were a pioneer in your family in moving away from religion?
Well, and that's one of the interesting things. That's what I kind of thought until I found out later that that's not exactly the case. My father is basically an atheist. My mom is kind of like a Catholic-leaning agnostic, but I always assumed they were Catholics. As it turned out, they brought me to church and sent me to Sunday school in part to teach me morals and values.
And now you have children yourself, right?
I do. I have an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old.
So how are you teaching them morals and values without taking them to church?
Well, my wife is actually religious. So we have an agreement whereby we are both allowed to teach the kids what we believe and what we think, and we're going to let the kids decide for themselves, which I'm willing to wager I'll know which direction that'll go.
Well, usually, a little cognitive dissonance like that. I mean, I would say a high percentage of members of FFRF came from a background like that, where one parent was openly non-religious and the other wasn't. So you may win your wager.
I suspect I will. But they've been to church, and they've definitely spent some time. They actually went to a religious school for a little while, and I'm okay with that as long as everything's, on the moderate. They're not getting taught hate. But I just try to teach them by example, by working hard and being good to other people and demonstrating that to them.
Now, tell us what you're going to talk about at the Freedom from Religion in the Bible Belt conference that first weekend in May.
I'm going to talk about the importance of living openly and essentially the concept of why it's important for everyone, not just atheists, but also agnostics and spiritually religious people, that it's incredibly important for them to be open about their beliefs and about their doubts so that the assumption is not made that we are all just Christians in this country, that we have a very substantial secular population in this country, and we are people's neighbors, we're their friends, we're their family. And there's a lot of discrimination out there, and I think a lot of people don't understand it. They don't see the problems necessarily, nor do they realize how many of us are really there. But all you have to do is ask somebody, well, how likely do you think it would be an atheist would be elected president? And suddenly they realize, oh, yeah, I guess there is a discrimination problem. And for us to help break that down, we really need to be out and open about our beliefs and showing others that we're just good, decent human beings.
Well, Todd, you are largely responsible for helping increase and improve the visibility of atheists, agnostics, and humanists. You were a successful businessman, a very successful businessman through Stiefel Laboratories, and now you've turned your energies and your success into promoting free thought. You were one of the main backers of the Reason Rally 2 years ago, which was a huge boost for atheism in the country. What is more fun, working as a free thought activist or that your previous business work?
They were both a lot of fun, and they were both really rewarding in different ways, but I would say being able to kind of drive my passions where I want them to go and really be able to see kind of a substantial, noticeable difference in the world around me is more fulfilling on a day-to-day basis. It's a joy to be able to kind of edge that needle forward. I mean, what's going on in free thought is going to take a long time to get where we want it to be, but the explosive changes just in the last few years have been absolutely phenomenal, and it's just great to be able to be a small piece of that.
And, of course, you're also with the Secular Coalition of America.
Yeah, I'm on their advisory board and have been involved with them for a number of years. It's been a lot of fun watching them grow as well.
And let's talk about the charity work that you've done and what's behind. You do a really nice thing where you encourage free thought groups around the country to be part of the Relay for Life with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and then you foster that, and you've rewarded groups, you know, with some financial rewards if they, the ones that make the most money. How did you get, what's the interest in that, and how did you get involved in that?
So, yeah, we're doing the Light the Night walks with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and it's something where we had done with the Triangle Free Thought Society, which is a local FFRF chapter here in Raleigh. We had been doing some local charity events, and while we were doing one of them, I just realized, wow, this is really wonderful. It's a great bonding experience, and it's a fantastic way to change minds. Like, you could see minds changing at the event as there's lots of churches there, and they're doing their thing, and that's great, and so are we. Yet they were totally surprised and minds boggled when they see, like, the top fundraising teams are a group of atheists. It's like right there the stereotypes come crashing down. I was like, well, why don't we do this nationally? This could be a great way to do this all over the country. So I got involved with Foundation Beyond Belief, and we ended up rolling out the program nationally. And I actually have an updated subtotal because we haven't posted the final number yet, but we're up to $930,000 over 2 years.
Wow.
You know, we some of us went down to Chicago to do the Light the Night walk there a few months ago, some of our staff and Hemet Mehta and a bunch of free thinkers. That was a lot of fun. We walked on the lakefront there with a little candle things, I guess. You're right. There's all these booths of all these groups, and here's free thinkers participating in real-life charity, and that really was an amazing experience.
Now, before we go for the break, Todd, is there a personal interest that you have in the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society?
Yeah, my family unfortunately has had a lot of fights with cancer of various types, but in particular, leukemia and lymphoma have hit two uncles and a great uncle and my grandfather. So cancer in general, I want to see defeated, but these particular cancers, being blood cancers, are ones where a lot of times the treatments end up ultimately benefiting a variety of non-blood cancers. So I found this to be a great charity to really help invest in and help fight all types of cancers.
So we're going to go off for the break, and we are talking with Todd Stiefel. Todd, quickly, if a Free Thought group is listening and wants to know how to get involved, do they go to Foundation Beyond Belief, or what website do they go to?
Yes, you can go to Foundation Beyond Belief or FBBLLS.org.
So to participate and show the Free Thought participation in charitable work.
We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor. In fact, this is Todd Stiefel playing guitar in the background music. And after the break, we'll listen to a little bit of a song that he played on called Flow. Stay tuned for more Free Thought Radio.
The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor.
And we're talking with Todd Stiefel, the free thought activist, the retired, very young retired, successful businessman who's working in charity and in reason and in free thought and in a podcast. And he's going to be speaking at our conference in Raleigh in early May. But also, Todd, I learned something else about you. You're also a musician and you love to play the guitar.
Yeah, it's true. I'm a rhythm guitarist. I'm not the world's best guitarist, but I've gotten pretty decent on the rhythm guitar aspect of it. And yeah, we've had a lot of fun. I was in a band for a while called Words Such as Burn. We essentially performed humanist music. So, for example, we had a song called Flow that was written, the lyrics were written by my friend Bruce Harris. And it's basically just a song that tells a tale of how a relationship changes when one person in it finds out the other is not religious.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of that song, Flow.
I know this won't change overnight. Please don't let go. I'll meet you halfway. Take my hand and don't go.
So, Todd, you sound like you're having a lot of fun playing in the band.
Yeah, it's an absolute blast, and we still get together. The guys and I hang out and play. It's a great time. A blast playing music.
Can somebody find that song online?
Yeah, absolutely. It's still available on iTunes, and you can purchase it there.
It's called Flow, and the band is Words Such as Burn, whatever that means.
So, Todd, you have a podcast. You're the co-host of The Humanist Hour. How do we find that?
You can find it at podcast.thehumanist.com. It is also available on iTunes.
And how long have you been hosting that?
Gosh, it's been about 2 years now. We've been doing a monthly show. We've had people from Jamila Bay to Peter Boghossian to... gosh, a whole variety of wonderful people, and we also are now switching over to a twice-a-month format right now, but it's been a blast. My co-host Kim Ellington's a good friend of mine, and she's an absolute trip, and so we usually don't take ourselves too seriously, tell a lot of jokes, and just have a good time.
So maybe you can explain to our listeners who may not know this, what's the relationship between humanism and then non-belief or atheism and agnosticism?
So to me, atheism and agnosticism are simply a belief without necessarily a philosophy attached. So atheism would be the lack of belief in God or gods. Agnosticism, rather than belief, is a knowledge claim. So it's a lack of knowledge of God or gods. So I don't know if gods exist. Whereas humanism, on the other hand, it is a full-fledged philosophy. It's a way of living life based on reason and compassion. So the difference would be atheism is related to humanism as theism is related to Christianity. If you were to say atheism is a philosophy and way of life, it would be like saying theism is the same thing for Christianity, but Christianity isn't the same without the whole rest of the spectrum.
So when atheists are being charitable and altruistic and compassionate, they are actually expressing humanism.
In my mind, yes. To me, they're expressing a humanist philosophy, although some may follow other types of philosophies. Maybe they're a Buddhist atheist, for example. But I think for the most part, people in this country who are acting compassionately are reflecting their humanist life philosophy, even if they don't know what that is. And many people don't.
Well, don't you think the main difference is that in most religions, you are aiming at this deity, this sovereign, this parent, you're trying to aim at pleasing its glory and holiness, whereas in humanism, we're aiming at human needs and human wants, where we actually live our daily lives.
Right. I mean, essentially, the difference is really about focusing on the one life we have here and now. It's not about promises of an afterlife, whether it be punishments or rewards. A lot of religion is based on the old carrot and stick. If you don't do what you're told, you will be beaten by the stick of hell, and if you are, we'll give you the carrot of heaven. Whereas humanism is really about the here and now and making a difference in people's lives on a day-to-day basis. And what's kind of interesting is my father's had some serious health issues recently. It looks like he's going to do okay, but it's kind of had me reflecting back on my own philosophy and my own life stance. And I've come to realize that one thing about humanism and having it ground in reason and the scientific method is in all religions, you pretty much have to believe in that God for you to get the rewards promised. If you want to be healed, you've got to pray and you've got to believe, and then God will heal you. Whereas in humanism, basing things on the scientific method, you don't have to believe. You don't even have to be a humanist. Reason and science will cure you and will help you regardless of whether or not you believe in it. And I think that's kind of a beautiful thing.
Amen. Sounds like a secular sermon.
Well, and you practice what you preach or non-preach. You founded the Stiefel Free Thought Foundation with a $2.5 million grant. You've given, I understand, a total of $3.5 million to charities in the Free Thought movement. So you're making things happen.
Trying to. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, and also you're funding educational grants to the Clergy Project, ministers and priests who have left the ministry. And a number of those grants have already gone out, and they're very appreciative.
Yeah, that's a program we started with a company called Rise Smart. Essentially, it's outplacement services. It's something that corporations will do when they're doing layoffs sometimes. They'll bring in a company whose expertise is helping the people who've lost their job train on how to do an interview, how to write their resume, and then actually provide job leads to opportunities that fit that candidate directly to them. And the concept was, wait a minute, if this works for people who've lost their jobs and are needing to transition to a new career, what about clergy members who are stuck behind the pulpit and want to change careers? Couldn't we use the same services for them to help get them job leads and help them take advantage of those at the highest rate possible?
Well, it's working. In fact, just today, another application, I think there have been 9, maybe 10 that have come through already since we started this. So that's, thank you so much for that.
Yeah, you gave that $100,000 grant to the Clergy Project via FFRF a year ago, and we are really happy to be writing scholarships out as these come in.
It's really rewarding to hear some of the stories back later of the people who found jobs, either directly through this project or because of the skills they've gathered along the way and the way they've improved their resume, being able to escape and go on to do something that they find much more enjoyable than being kind of stuck in the pulpit.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Well, we people can come and hear Todd Stiefel talk at the Saturday part of the conference. It's May 2nd and 3rd in Raleigh, in conjunction with our wonderful chapter there, the Triangle Freethought Society. I know you're active with that. What a group of people, huh, Todd?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so lucky. When I moved here from Miami a couple of years ago, I mean, I knew almost nobody. And one of the first social things I did was go to their meetings, and they become some of my best friends.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave McCann. We're out of time now. We've been talking with Todd Stiefel. We also thank our announcer, Buzz Kemper. Here's a little bit of the Montagues and Capulets from Prokofiev. If you want to know more about Freethought Radio, go to ffrf.org/news/radio. Sign up for the podcast.
Get more information about FFRF at ffrf.org or phone 1-800-335-4021. Join us. Your membership will help our broadcasts and podcasts, our 12 lawsuits, our thousands of letters going out to end violations. And next week will be Steven Pinker, who's the new honorary president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I'm not going to be there, but Andrew Seidel will help co-host the show with Dan Barker. So tune in next week for more rational radio and blasphemous broadcasting.
Free Thought Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker.
I hope someday